Laudator Jesus Christus. This is Vatican Radio.
From the newsroom, I'm Charles Collins. A telegram has been sent to the appropriate ecclesiastical and civil authorities in Indonesia by the Cardinal's Secretary of State, Angelo Sodano. The telegram reads as follows. Deeply saddened to learn of the tragic consequences of the recent tsunami in Java, His Holiness Pope Benedict XVI assures all those affected of his closeness in prayer. He commends the deceased to the loving mercy of the Almighty, and upon their grieving families, he invokes divine blessings of strength and consolation. His Holiness likewise prays for the rescue workers and all involved in providing assistance to displaced families, encouraging them to persevere in their efforts to bring relief and support. Paula Moore is the Catholic Relief Service's representative for Indonesia. He said despite the fears of more tremors in the region, the government has responded well to the situation.
It seems like this whole area is lighting up one after another, but we're doing what we can and trying to make sure that we're not overstretched. But I must say that the reports that I'm getting with regards to this situation in Pangaran, most of the international organizations have been pleased with the government's response, and the Indonesian Red Cross, which is part of the International Red Cross system, apparently they've had a very good response. The Indonesian government has been setting up field hospitals. So far, things seem to be under control, and despite the deaths and the people who have been displaced, people are rather satisfied with the response that's occurring.
And that was Paul Amora of Catholic Relief Services in Indonesia.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.